Hey everyone, I have popcorn with me because I still haven't moved it from the last time I recorded in here. So it smells like popcorn in my recording booth. I'll move it out after I finish recording this. Anyways, I haven't done a ramble in a little while because a lot of things have been happening really fast and I feel like I needed to process it and kind of have the things actually happen before I talked about it, if that makes any sense. So, crazy news, I'm moving tomorrow. It feels very sudden because I only decided that I wanted to do this less than a week ago. So it's all been moving very fast, but I'm really, really excited. It's the same apartment complex that I was living in a year ago. And I lived there for a year and then my lease was up, so I decided to move back in with my family. And now I'm moving back out again. So I spent like all of yesterday doing a bunch of furniture shopping, but I didn't actually buy anything because I cannot commit to anything. I just like looked at a bunch of different stores just to kind of see what's out there, but I didn't see anything that I fell in love with. I'm mainly just looking for a couch, and then once I get the couch, I feel like I can start getting other stuff like a rug and, you know, a table and all the smaller things. Unfortunately, I gave away all the furniture from my old apartment, so I kind of have to start over, but it's okay. I'm excited. This is honestly a really fun part of moving out. You get to decorate the space however you want, and so yeah, I'm just so excited, and also a little bit overwhelmed, but it's a good kind of overwhelmed. I'm really, really excited because the apartment complex has a pool, and I love swimming so much, and it's so hot outside in the summer that I rarely even leave the house because I get overheated so easily and feel like I'm dying. But with a pool, I'll be able to spend more time outside. So I just can't wait. I'm so, so happy, and yeah, I really miss living there. I miss the little balcony I had. It's so, so nice, especially on warm summer nights. I used to just sit out on my balcony with tea or hot chocolate and just stargaze or read a book or write in a journal. I can't wait to do that again. I'm so, so excited. Oh my gosh, and it always smells amazing. It always smells like restaurants because there are a whole bunch of restaurants in that area. So, it always just smells amazing. I can't wait. I'm gonna miss home though, because I love spending time with my family so much, but also I'm not moving very far away, so I'll still be close enough to see them all the time. But yeah, I'm so excited. I can't believe this is happening. I feel like I have so much to do, but not really. Just tomorrow I get the keys and then I'm all set. I've already done all the paperwork and, I went to the bank. I got my renter's insurance. So all the complicated stuff is taken care of. Now it's all the fun stuff, but I still feel kind of overwhelmed. It's mostly just looking for a couch that's overwhelming me. I saw this one couch online. It's called the Kova Pit, and it's really more of a bed. It's just like this huge six-piece modular couch, and so yeah, essentially it's more of a bed. It's so cool, but unfortunately, first of all, it's crazy expensive, so already I wouldn't get it, but also it wouldn't even fit. I need one that's a lot smaller. So So, yeah, I'm still on the lookout. Preferably, it would be one that I don't have to order online. But all the ones at the stores that I looked at were kind of, I don't know, they weren't super cozy, and I really want just a super cozy couch that I can just fall asleep watching TV on. But, yeah, we'll see. Anyways, yeah, life has just been getting a lot busier lately. For the past year, my life has been super, super quiet, and I've just been, it's mostly just been spending time with family and reading and spending time outside and watching movies and just kind of, it's just been very relaxing, and I've been focusing on just my health and kind of the simple things, and I feel like now it's kind of speeding up and a lot of things are happening, and I've been like making friends and stuff like that. I went to a pool party a few weeks ago and I made like 5 friends there, and so now I'm making dinner with one of them in a couple weeks. I'm super excited for that. She's allergic to a bunch of food, and I'm allergic to a bunch of food, so it's gonna be hard finding a recipe that we can both eat, but yeah, that's gonna be really fun. And then I'm getting coffee with one of the girls at the pool party, I'm getting smoothies with another. It's just like, yeah, suddenly I feel like my amount of friends doubled. So it's exciting, but it's also, I'm just not used to socializing this much, I don't think. Oh yeah, and then I took a spontaneous 10-hour road trip a couple weeks ago to Utah. I went to Zion National Park, but it was so hot, which is to be expected in the middle of the desert, but also I wasn't feeling that well, so I didn't do any of the cool stuff like hike the Narrows or explore much. I just kind of hung out with my friends. But it was so much fun. I'm so happy I went. I feel like it's important to do at least one spontaneous summer road trip. Yeah, what else have I been up to? I've been watching Friends. I think in my last ramble I mentioned that I was starting it. And yeah, I'm halfway through season 2 now. I just got to the part where, spoiler, Rachel and Ross get together. And yeah, it's so good. I can't believe it took me this long to finally watch it. I think I was just put off by the laugh track, because I'm just not used to shows with laugh tracks. But I got used to it pretty quickly. Yeah, it's so feel good, and I just, yeah, I love sitcoms. On a completely separate note, I'm watching Game of Thrones, and I feel like that's completely opposite, because it is not feel good. In fact, it is very feel bad because, oh my gosh, the season 1 finale. Wow. I've never seen a show, I don't think, that just killed off main characters so easily. It blows my mind. But it's such a good show. I mean, it's so intense. I feel like I need to, after every episode, I just need to, like, sit there and process what I just watched. And then they're making a spinoff called House of the Dragon, right? Have any of you guys seen that? I'm interested to know your guys' thoughts. I love TV. I love cinema. My chair is squeaking. I kind of want to go to the animal shelter today. I'm not looking to get a dog, I don't think. I mean, I'm definitely not. But I just want to go and look at them because they're cute, and I feel like it's been a long time since I've held a puppy, and I feel like that's a good, it's just a healthy thing to do every now and then. So I just want to look and see how cute they are. But I don't think I'm going to get a dog. Watch me say that and then go to the shelter and then come back with a dog. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. I don't think. Anyways. Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'm going to log off and... Ow, I'm poking myself and that really hurt. I was like tapping my arm and I actually hurt myself. Ouch. Anyways. I need to write a script. Lately, I haven't been writing scripts. I think I've written like 2 scripts in the past month. And normally I write about 6. But yeah, for all the other audios, I've just been improvising them. And it's actually, I don't know, I've been liking how they turned out. So, and it saves me a lot of time. So I'll probably keep doing a lot of improvising, but for kind of the, I don't know, some scripts are better scripted. Wait, what am I saying? Some audios are better scripted, I think. I feel like some topics, if I tried improvising them, they just wouldn't turn out good, but yeah, so I need to finish a script and then gonna hopefully have it posted tomorrow, but tomorrow is such a busy day, I don't know if I'm gonna get it done. Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, okay, I'm gonna go now. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. It means so much to me, and yeah, I love you guys. Mwah.